I'm on high alert at the moment at home.
Why?
Mum's arriving at 3.
No.
Yeah. And I did have a look in the room, Steve, and it just dawned on me, and I don't know why it hasn't dawned on me, but when Mum's arriving, you know, the mum clean, I looked at the blinds on the window and I thought, I'm sure when I moved in 3 years ago they were white.
Yeah.
They're a light grey now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got time.
Yeah.
You'll have about 6 hours to get things in order to welcome Mum.
I'm thinking of just hosing the house.
It's a good hose.
I'm not kidding. I'm actually thinking of just getting in there and hosing everything.
It's funny, isn't it, when Mum comes.
They're different cleans. Mm, a boy clean too is what, and it's BJ's week at his mum's starting today. Mm. So what happens, right? He leaves his bedroom and heads to Mum's for his week.
Sure.
And when anyone's coming, it's you open BJ's bedroom and just throw everything.
Of course.
And then you lock it.
Mm-hmm.
And what's in this room? Nothing.
Yeah.
Right? So that's my usual clean. I tidy.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
There's nothing wrong with a bit of toothpaste spit on the mirror in the bathroom, as far as I'm concerned.
I think you're okay because she's not staying with you. If she was staying with you, you would have to get cleaners in.
Oh.
Because.
Bed sheets.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff, because she'd be revolted by the way you leave.
Tanya!
We'll use the word disappointed. Maybe disappointed.
Okay.
Revolted.
She'd be a little bit disappointed.
There you go. Better. Better.
It's better.
Yeah, it's still not great, but it's a little bit better than revolted.
It's the things guys don't notice that you do.
Yeah.
You know, like on the floor above the, I don't know, when there's
the
bits of
skirting board?
There you go.
Yeah.
All that business.
See, they need a wipe.
Yep.
Have you got a little feather duster, Steve? A little feather duster?
Funny you say that, Rosie. No, nor have I a French-made outfit.
That's not a picture you doing if you did have a feather duster.
Movie stuff, Rise.
Yeah.
You need elbow grease.
Yeah.
Feather duster just moves the dust around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously.
True. And the good thing is, though, on that level, what you're talking about, and I have a relatively long hallway.
Yeah.
And it's the perfect length for Baxter, my boxer, to just rub the side of himself up and down every day.
Yeah, you know? I know.
So it doesn't matter if a cleaner's doing it the next day.
Yeah, I know.
So what am I going to do, Tanya?
Well, look.
I think I might tell them I've bought a new house. You and Michael going away?
No.
Come over to my new house. See, why is there so many photos of Lorcan and Michael and Danny in your house?
You're very close.
I just love them. But, you know, they're like a family to me.
The good news is, because my parents are coming down to my place for a cup of tea today, my house is spotless. So you're more than welcome to share.
There you go. I tell you what, I won't even.
Perfect.
I won't even let you. Don't even have to move out. I'll just tell them, come over. They can have Lork's room. Right? Is that okay?
Yeah.
They can have Lork's room.
Absolutely.
And I'll just say that we've all moved in together.
Because my mum's a bit passive-aggressive. She'll walk in and go, geez, you must be busy. That's all she'll say. Meaning, a house is like a bomb's in it.
Oh,
that's her nice way of saying I need to put some effort in.
Yeah, well, Jill, my mother's not.
She's not.
Yeah,
she's
she
not backwards.
She goes straight for the uppercut.
You know what she'd
Jill?
Do? She'd walk in and go, wow, oink, oink.
Revolting.
Yeah, pretty much.
It